I'm live over here. And you can hear everything that's going on in the room through the headphones, right? Okay. So now look, can you hear through the headphones now? Can you hear through the headphones? So this is the master control. You want that green? Okay. So
what caused lack of sound before?
A variety of things.
Are we good?
We're good. Okay. So as long as this button's on, they can hear you. Not green, they can't.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So look, anything you click is going to show up over here. Okay? It doesn't show up over here. The way you make it over here is you either click play.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Let's do it. I'm ready to join. I'm going to take this glass away from me. It looks bad on the camera.
Not the camera?
Okay. I don't want to knock it off either. You know, because it's something not, it's glass. That's the main glass, okay? Yeah, okay, let's go. There we go.
Okay,
here we go. This is Payman Mutahedia, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for the weekly program. Speaking to you about the law, you're right. And Ricky, remember, if I go too fast, guys, go like that, like unwind with your finger. Okay. Okay? And he's got to really put the phone number, website, my name.
I got it.
All the time. Okay, got it. Okay, good. I hope so.
All right, you ready?
Yes, I am.
We're going live on YouTube in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. On this January 9th, 2020, and this is Payman Mutahedia. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. Every Thursday night, folks, at 7 p.m. Eastern, I conduct this weekly Freedom Hours live to educate you about the Constitution of the United States, the law, your rights, how to live free of oppressive taxation and control. And mostly I focus on the income tax system, which is a big line of fraud that makes American people poor. And I talk about the Federal Reserve money system also that makes Americans poor and bring us into a satanic new world order they want to have us in. So I talk about those issues also. So tonight, I'm going to be speaking about the issue of 1099s. The IRS expects you, if you pay some money to a business owner or independent contractor, like a salesman or commission agent, a lawyer, you know, a computer programmer, artist, whatever, issue a 1099 form. Now, that 1099 form, the IRS expects you to say that you paid that independent contractor or business owner taxable income in the amount of whatever you paid them. And if you are one of those people, independent contractor, salesman, business owner, you know, you're going to have people that perhaps may want to issue a 1099 form against you and send that to the IRS claiming that you had taxable income in the amount of $5,000, $100,000, or whatever that amount is. Okay? Now, is that required by law? Is that correct or not? Tonight, we're going to give you that definitive answer by looking at IRS's own website. One. Two, at the laws published by the lawyers of the United States House of Representatives. And three, by a U.S. Supreme Court decision. Very short, very sweet, to the point, cut and dry. You're going to know the answers for yourself that may be very surprising to you. Before I go on, I need to acknowledge my friend Vlad. Diaz, who's an activist, freedom activist, and a paralegal for many, many years in South Florida. He belongs to a freedom-oriented patriot group on Facebook called Tax Honesty Patriots, full of good people discussing these legal issues about the IRS. They know about income tax fraud. So he is the one that put me up to this. Not deliberately, but he posted this information, and I thought, this is a good one. I need to bring it to your attention. And also my good friend Dave Champion, the author of the book, Income Tax Shining Myths. He's got a great book on income tax. His also book, which is a great little encyclopedia about all this information, was also very helpful. So thanks to Dave also for taking years to write this wonderful information for all of you to enjoy and learn and use to be free of IRS tyranny and returning America to freedom. So after I answer the question for you clearly, then I'll be open to take your questions live on Blog Talk Radio. You can call in and ask questions live. And then on this issue and any other issues, folks, that you guys want to, let me just get things up set up on my computer a little bit, guys, on that issue. So I'll be answering your questions, folks, about this issue furthermore, or any other freedom issue that you have. And that's what I'm here for. I'm a very busy man. I got a lot of work to do. And so here, this is the situation, opportunity for me to answer your questions free. So yeah, I've been doing this since 1992, folks. I started freedom law school in 1996. When I was 29, I started in 1992. I'm 57 now. So I charge $500 an hour for my time because I'm very busy. And so I don't want to charge you to pay me that. For 1 hour, first hour, I discount it to $250. But don't pay me anything. I want to help as many of you as possible for free on this Freedom Hour every Thursday night. So call in and get your question answered. On YouTube also, I will get your commentary there as well to discuss this stuff, okay? All right. We're going to go now to my screen just a second. And we're going to do a little search on the IRS's own website, okay? Here's what we're going to do, folks. It's very simple. What we're going to do is we're going to go on here on my screen. I already have it up, folks. You'll see. This is IRS.gov, okay? This is IRS's website, IRS.gov, okay? So when you go there, on the right side, there's a search bar, okay? On the search field, type in 1099 information return. That's what the IRS calls it, 1099 information return. And you type that in, and you hit search, right? When you do that, you go down, and oh, look at that, the third thing that comes up is what I was looking for, which is something by the IRS that says, am I required to file a Form 1099 or other information return? Isn't that nice of the IRS, folks? They're putting this information out for you and making it easy for you to find the answer you're looking for, right? And they say, if you own a small business or are self-employed, use this IRS guidance to determine if you need to file a Form 1099 or some other information return. Okay. It's interesting. You'll see how the lawyers of the IRS, the lawyers who write this stuff, they use this word in a very clever, accurate legal meaning way that to you and me means something different than what the law actually says, right? So check this out, folks. So I'm going to open this up, folks, on the new tab, this link, and here it is. I got the answer here for you already, ready to go. Here it is, IRS.gov. Am I required to file a Form 1099 or other information return? Well, let's scroll down. Okay, so let's see what it says. It says, you know, if you made or received a payment during the calendar year as a small business or self-employed individual, you are most likely required to file an information return to the IRS. Okay. This page is applicable to specific and limited reporting requirements. Wow. This is interesting. This page is applicable to specific and limiting reporting requirements, which I agree. Let's go down and see what it talks about. It talks about made a payment. And it says, if as a part of your trade or business, you made any of the following types of payments, use the link to be directed to information and find the appropriate information return. Okay. So the key right here is what's all the stuff below. They're telling you about this, right? So he says, again, received a payment and other reporting situations applies to what? If as a part of your trade or business, you receive any following payments, right? So you see this language, if as part of your trade or business, right? See, and they have holdings about trade or business, okay? So about not required to file information return, right? You are not required to file information returns if any of the following situations apply. You are not engaged in the trade or business. Oh, great. I like that. If I'm not involved in the trade or business, then I'm not required to file an information return. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking I'm a small business owner. I'm a salesman. I'm an artist. I'm a contractor. I'm an independent contractor, maybe a network marketer, all kind of stuff. You're not an employee. And, well, you're involved in a trade or a business. So you have to, you know, when people pay you, they got 1099 you. Right? Let's go a little closer at this law. Okay. Now let's look at the law. This is what the IRS tells you. Let's look at the law, folks. Okay. Let's get to my screen. We're going to go now and look at a little bit of a law. Okay. We're going to look up this law called, okay, remember, United States Codes USC. We'll look at 26 U.S.C., section 7701 at the website of House of Representatives, which is at house.gov. So what does this mean? This means, folks, U.S.C. stands for United States Code. That's 54 categories of federal law, like one for Indians, one for money, one for bankruptcy, and number 26 is on taxes. So category 26 or title 26 of the United States Code, USC, is on taxes. And section 7701 is the one code section that has definitions. Now, I put after my search house.gov to get to the House of Representatives website of U.S. government. I'm on their definition, not the one published by somebody else. By the way, I don't use Google, the enemy. I use DuckDuckGo.gov. That's on the left. You see the logo of DuckDuckGo.com, the duck. It's a great search engine that does not spy on you. By the way, I'm going to be installing Brave on this computer. Chrome and Fox use Brave. Is what I recommend as the search engine, as your operating system. Okay, so here we go. We hit that search. All right, and guess what comes up? When we do that search, sure enough, we get 26 U.S.C. section 7701 definitions, okay? And so here we go. We're going to right-click on that and open that link in a new tab, and here's the answer. 26 U.S.C. section 7701 definitions. And it says right here, text contains those laws in effect on January 8, 2020, as of yesterday. And if you see, if you go on the right side, on the right, it says OLRC Home. I'm going to show you right click on that. Open that link in the new tab. This source of information is the Office of Law Revision Council, okay, of the U.S. House of Representatives. This is the lawyers that Congress of the United States hires, the House of Representatives, to publish the laws that are in effect. You can't get any better than that as a source of law. You go directly to the horse's mouth, folks, and you see these titles of law. Title 1, General Provisions. 2 is on Congress. 3 is on President. 7 is on Agriculture. 10 is on Armed Forces, right? And you see Title 26, I'm scrolling down, is Internal Revenue Code, Tax Law of the United States, which is further subdivided, folks, and you see, into subtitles and so forth. Anyhow, let's go back, because I already got this research for you, folks, Section 7701. What does it say, folks, on the definitions? Starts out A. When used in this title, Title 26, were not otherwise distinctly expressed or manifestly incompatible with the intent thereof. That's a bunch of gobbledygook, okay, which doesn't really add a hell of a much, okay? Okay, and something's not obviously not completely there. You know, it's a bunch of gobbledygook to confuse you. Basically, you know, you can go read it up, what these distinctly expressed, manifestly incompatible. Look it up in the dictionary what all these words mean. I'm not going to take the time. You can do it on your own. But by the way, basically it says, when using this title, redefine everything. Okay? For example, the word person. The term person shall be construed to mean and include an individual, a trust, estate, partnership, association, company, or corporation. Now see, why is this important? Because the word person, you're thinking, why do you have to even define it? Duh, we're all persons. Well, look, Congress wants to make sure it's all very, very clearly, specifically defined. Don't leave it to chances. And this definition is a very, very long section, as I show you. Look, it defines a lot of different stuff that you think are otherwise obvious. The term domestic, the term foreign, you know, they define these terms, United States, state, which are very interesting on their own to check out at that time. You know, and some of the definitions are very, very complex. Look at husband and wife. You're thinking, husband and wife, you have to define that? Oh, yes. This whole paragraph is on definition of husband and wife. Okay? How about domestic building a loan association? Look how specific is the definition of a domestic building and loan association. Several paragraphs long that goes into a page. Okay? So these definitions are very important. So we're going to go down. For example, levy means, the term levy includes the power of distrain or and seizure by any means. Okay, some are simple. Some are long, right? Mm-hmm. Attorney general means the Attorney General of the United States, which is William Barr right now. Well, let's go down to, voila, look at that. Trade or business is actually listed in there as a very specific term. And the actual definition of it says the term, quote, trade or business, unquote, includes you as a small business owner, independent contractor, artist, writer, no, includes the performance of the functions of the public office. Wow. 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 I know what you're thinking. You're probably in shock, like I was the first time I saw this. That's okay. I totally relate to you. I was in shock too. Like, that coming. You know, you would think trade or business means someone, a small business owner or independent contractor. But in the Internal Revenue Code, it is convoluted gobbledygook. This is my copy, a hard copy of it, 20-year-old Internal Revenue Code copy I got. Small print, tiny font. Look at that tiny font they use, right? Tiny letters. That they take a long time to define things very specifically. Look at this, right? About 10,000 pages. They define things very specifically. They don't try to make the law, you know, short. They make it as long as they want and need to make sure they're very accurate and specific, right? So, yeah, this is my copy, hard copy. I used to have it, but now you can find it online, folks. Isn't that fantastic, internet? So, yes. I know what you're thinking. Now, some of you are saying, well, Paymon, obviously, trader business includes someone in a business or trade as well. A carpenter, a tailor, you know, an insurance salesman, you know, business owner, you know, of some kind. That includes them too, right? We can, this is obviously includes them too. This is just to make sure that the functions of a public office is also included. Yeah, so public office, so a politician, executive branch like IRS agents, FBI agents, CIA agents, and judges, they're all involved in the trade or business. How do you like that? Think that doesn't matter? It does. According to the U.S. Supreme Court, it does. Okay? Let's go back on my computer, folks, and I'm going to show you this case called Meese versus Keene. Okay? First, I'm going to look it up like this is a case, Meese, M-E-E-S-E, V period or versus, abbreviation of that. Okay? Keene. You list in a court case who are the opposing sides. And it's a 1987 U.S. Supreme Court case. You put that in there and then hit search button. Okay? On DuckDuckGo.com, here it comes. The answer on several different search engines bring it up, okay? Like, you know, CaseLaw.FindLaw.com, Supreme.Justia. I went with Supreme just fine, Supreme.Justia. Open that link in the new tab, and there it is, Meese versus Keene, 481 U.S. 465 is the citation of it, how you can find it in the physical law library, how it's categorized by. The volume of it is 481 of U.S. reports, U.S. stats for that, page 465 where it starts, and it's the 1987 U.S. Supreme Court case. U.S. stands for U.S. reports, which is a book of U.S. Supreme Court decisions. As you see, I clicked on opinions already on the case right here, the case, because the syllabus comes up first right here. But you will click on case like I did earlier, and here this case comes up. Okay, just see your opinion, summary and annotations. Here we go, Supreme Court, Meese versus Keene, right? I'm going to scroll down, folks. I've done the work for you, folks, the homework, and scroll down to the relevant language of this. Okay, so that's what my job is. We're going to go down. You're going to see a blue highlighted part. You are encouraged to read the whole court case on your own at your leisure. You're welcome, and I encourage that, but you don't really need to. Because the relevant part of this court case on page 44 is right on the money. Okay, we're going to go a little faster, okay? See, these opinions could be very long. Okay, they don't have to be short, okay? They can be very long. Here it is, like this paragraph that starts saying that, you know, Third Congress uses the term political propaganda. See, look at that. Third, Congress uses the term political propaganda does not lead us to suspend the respect we normally owe to the legislature's power to define the term that it uses in legislation. Okay? See, whatever Congress wants to define things, then Congress define any way they want to. That's what they're saying, and they have to respect that. Okay? So a little bit go below that in the paragraph. It says it is axiomatic. Axiomatic means it's a principle of logic. It's a logical principle that the statutory definition, that means as something that's defined in laws or statutes, of the term, of some term you do by statute defined by legislature, excludes unstated meanings of that term. Ooh. Do you hear that? It's very basic, obvious. It's something that's not listed in the law definition of something. It's simply not there. Period. And, of course, there's nothing new. There you can go look at another Supreme Court case that said the same thing called a, you know, Kokbudi versus Flankling. That's cited in here. You can look it up, okay, if you want to. It says the same thing, right? And guess what? It says, as judges, it is our duty to construe legislation, which means to understand or interpret the legislation, what it means, as it is written, right? Not as it might be read by a layman, the average person, a layman, like you and I, right? We think, you know, or as it might be understood by someone who has not even read it. Ah, so let's take that, folks. The judges have the duty to construe legislation as it's written by the legislature, not as you, as a layman, average person, might think what it is, or someone who's never even read it before until now. Here we go back. Here we go, 26 U.S.C., section 7701, right? We're not playing games. This is Congress's own website. Here it is, right? Definitions. When using this title, we're going to go down to A26, and we find after all these other terms defined, the term, oh, look at that, trade or business. The term trade or business includes the performance of the functions of a public office. That's it, folks. Case closed. We don't have to go further on this issue, do we? Mm-mm. So, you know, the 1099, based upon the law we just went through, anybody, unless you make a payment to somebody who performs functions of a public office. You can 1099 the government worker, government employee of any sort, public function, right? And guess what? Other people who are 1099-ing you, they're mistaken. So, someone's going to 1099 you. Well, guess what you can do? Write them a letter. Include what the IRS says and highlight the relevant part. Print out and highlight the relevant part, right? That says, you have, if you're not involved in trade or business, you'll need to be a 1099. If you don't pay someone money that's non-involved in trade or business, you don't need to 1099 them, right? Print the IRS part from the IRS website. Then you print out the 7701 section of Title 26, all the way down from A to 26. I'm on the whole thing there. And that way they know that you got it from the horse's mouth. By the way, when you go print it, let me show you this. When you print this thing, do not go and on the right, top left, the print function. Do not use the print function. If you do the print function at the bottom of the page, it will not show the source of the law. If you print this from here, use your computer's, you know, like here, print product, like I'm doing here, print functions. Okay, when you print it out, like I'm going to do at the bottom, you see the bottom of the print page, all the address that shows the address of the website you printed from, which shows the house.gov, U.S. House, U.S. Code.house.gov, their website of the Congress is here. They can see this is an official website of the House of Representatives where you got this, not some funky, crazy, wacko website who puts fake information out. No, this is not fake. It's a genuine article, okay? You want to print all that stuff. And, of course, the court case of Meeks versus Keene, the whole thing, but highlight the relevant language. So I would highlight from this paragraph that starts by saying Third Congress all the way down to this the part we just read. Okay? Highlight it all. Let them read it in full context, that paragraph. Okay? And then you can write to them. So it's very important. It's critical that you include these. Do not just quote them. Because whoever you're going to write about this, that you should not 1099 you, is going to be for the shock of their life. And you're going to experience what's called cognitive dissonance. You know what cognitive dissonance is? Cognitive dissonance is a psychology word term that means that if you've been told a lie for years or decades or all your life, and you believe in it, because that's all you heard, the lies. Once you hear the truth, guess what? You will reject it. Because that truth is inconsistent and opposes the lies you've been brainwashed all your life. Okay? I mean, so they're going to have the shock about what? How can it be? Everybody 1099, someone who paid $600 or more as an independent contractor or business owner, how can everybody do it the wrong way? This can't be. Oh, it's not working. Does not compute. Error. Does not compute. About to blow their smoke comes out of it. So in order for you to minimize that cognitive dissonance, you need to include in your letter the actual copy of the IRS's website page, the law published by Congress, section 7701-826, and the U.S. Supreme Court of Meese versus Keene attached. Make it easy for them how the relevant part. In your letter, you could and should quote it in your letter and refer to that. Okay? But attach the whole thing. Don't make them go look it up on themselves. Oh, they can look it up. Yeah, they can look it up, but they're not going to. They don't know how to look up laws. You do because you just learned it from me. But they don't know, so make it easy for them. Okay? All right, folks. Well, I can go a lot more and about this issue, but I don't have to. We can go to your questions and that we have again. Well, I got a lot of good, friendly commentary on it from people out there. So thank you. Campfire, Kismel Agbasi, House of Nathan, Hurricane Blahor, all your friends, guys, thank you. So now we're going to go to your questions. We're going to put on the screen the number for you to call if you have any questions on this or any other topic. And let me tell you something, guys, by the way, folks. You guys should know that, okay? I make myself available Thursday nights, really, because not just to teach you, but to answer your questions, because there's so many people out there to help, so many people, that the only way I can effectively help as many people as possible is to put as much free information out here, and it takes time to put it on the website. What I just told you, I had that time to put it on my website. That's how busy I am. And you think it's easy. Easy to write a 2-page instruction and a letter. I've been that doggone busy to do that even myself. I know maybe one of you can write a nice one, send it to me. I'll use yours and edit yours. Okay? Seriously. That's how busy I am. So my part is to do this. And your part is to take advantage of it. Okay, now I'm going to tell you something else, by the way. This tomorrow, Friday or Saturday, I'm going to be on a YouTube channel called Anarchast. Okay, I was interviewed by Jeff, what's his last name? Jeff Berwick of Anarchast. It's a nice, beautiful freedom oriented conferences in Mexico to be free of the oppression and control and tyranny of U.S. government. He's a Canadian born man. And so I'm going to go and I'm going to show you what that is. So if you want to check that out, Yeah, I'm going to show you where to look at on Anarchast, okay? So, Anarchast, here we go. Yeah, let's see, channel. Here we go. I got it up on the screen for you guys. Here we go. Here it is. And so I interviewed them. And folks, this is my kind of a guy. That's his picture of Jeff, okay? And because he is a true blue freedom lover, believes in truth, freedom, love, peace, and live and let live, just like I do, okay? So that's the channel, Anarchast. I'd like to suggest you become a subscriber to his channel. So when he sends out the notification about Friday or Saturday, you get to watch the, me being there, being interviewed. And he just didn't know about Freedom Mosque. Somebody told him about Freedom Mosque. He was blown away. He said, how come I didn't know about you? You know, you have made mutual friends. Jeffrey Griffin that wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island. He spoke at your freedom rallies back in 2000, 2007. Congressman Ron Paul, who ran for president, Libertarian, Republican. You know, he spoke at our freedom rallies in 2000, 2005, and all these other people you know that I know. How can we ever come across? Okay. So, folks, it's a small world. So, I like to encourage you guys to get with like-minded individuals and groups out there and connect. Okay. And the other group I mentioned on Facebook is Tax Honesty Patriots on Facebook. Check them out. I do post there sometimes. People ask questions and if I get a chance, I'll answer. If I don't get offended because I'm so busy, okay? All right. For those of you who have questions, folks, the number to call is area code 657. Let's put the number on the screen, guys. 657-383-1755. 657-383-1755. And then you press 1 on your telephone keypad. And that will let us know that you have a question. And then we're going to ask for your name. And you have Freedom Mosque's Freedom Education Package. And we'll let you ask your question. Oh, by the way, before I forget, all of you who've not been, don't know about Freedom Mosque much, folks, let me tell you about Freedom Mosque a little bit. You wonder who Freedom Mosque is? Go to livefreenow.org. That's Freedom Mosque's website. Okay, I started it with Freedom Mosque in 1996. And, of course, it says 24th anniversary now, folks, of Freedom Mosque on the top left. This still shows. That's right. We do this for 24 years full time. And there's a lot of stuff here, you know, and discover the truth about the IRS. Lies, fraud, and beat the IRS deep state thieves. Because that's what they are. So they are the funding of the deep state. And so what you want to do, folks, on the right-hand side, get started below. Fill out here this information and get on our email list. And we send you a Freedom Education Package for free by U.S. mail. That's right, by mail. Freedom Mosque will spend $5 to put this material and mail it to you. And you're going to get free material emailed to you on a regular basis on the left, these different lessons. You're going to get them sent to you, okay, to educate yourself. Okay, and folks, let me tell you something. I expect in the future for YouTube to simply chop the heads up Freedom Mosque's channel. We won't be there. We're going to be going on Brighton and BitChute.com as well as a backup for our videos. So if you didn't get any YouTube announcements, don't rely on that. Because one day we could be going and say, where's Freedom Mosque? What happened to you? Well, by signing up for our email list, we'll be able to be in touch with you. And I know so many other people on YouTube that were cut off. And the only people they got to retain and stay in touch is those that have got on the email list. So you want to get on the email list so we'll be in touch. We will not give you garbage, only good stuff. We will not give it to anybody else either. Okay? All right. Let's go now to your questions. Again, the call in number is 657-383-1755. Okay, 657-383-1755. We have a call from area code 818 with a question, folks, from my old stomping ground in Southern California in Los Angeles. The former Golden State, now the International Communist Republic of Mexicania. And you arrived in Harvard, 818. All right, my friend, what is your first name? And do you have Freedom Law School's Freedom Education Package? And then your question, please. Are you there? Call for miracle code 818 area code. Go to speak. Okay. Looks like call for miracle 818 is not there. Okay. I'm going to give you another chance, my friend. We have nobody with any more questions. We're going to end this right now. Unless somebody has a question, folks. I got work to do. Get some sleep. One more time. Call for miracle code 818. If you have a question, please announce yourself now. If anybody else has a question, announce again. Call the number 657-383-1755 and press 1 now. Okay, we're going to go to another caller from area code 215. Call from area code 215. You are live on Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. LiveFreeNow.org is our website, my friend. What's your first name?
Tim. Can you hear me?
Tim, yes. I did hear you, my friend. And Tim, do you have our Freedom Education Package that we mailed to you for free?
Yeah, I have the Freedom Package. And I listen to your calls regularly. But last week you had a call that I needed some information on. It was how to get a loan privately without a bank. And you said there were some people that you could connect to give the loans privately. You could direct me, or you would direct to the right people or lenders for something like that.
Uh-huh.
And have a situation where I need to, I'm fighting a bank on a foreclosure, don't owe that much money, and I need to find, they won't lend to me because I have been taking care of my father and I'm an advocate. Anyhow, I don't need to go into the details unless you need to know, but how would I get in touch with you to, I assume on the call you said to get in touch with the office, which I did do. And they said they asked you tonight what my question was, and that's my question.
Well, if you were to specifically ask for a telephone number, the one guy I know in the Northeast who does these kind of loans, they would have given that to you. But you asked the wrong question, got the wrong answer. I don't have the number right here to give you. Okay? So call tomorrow. And whoever answers, Tom Paymon said, there's this one loan agent he knows in the Northeast that he does loans without a 1040 income tax confession form. Can you give me his name and phone number? They'll put you on hold, get the phone number, and get it to you. Now, that one guy is not licensed to do sell mortgage in every state. You might have to find a guy, call around, that does a similar type of thing in your state. What state do you live in, Tim?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, he's not that far from me. I think he's from Connecticut area or Rhode Island, someplace out there. So, yeah. Okay?
That's good.
Okay. Yeah, any other questions?
Yeah, I can get that information tomorrow because I set up an appointment with your office tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. Sounds good.
So I can, you know, I would having a problem getting into the queue, pressing 1. I left a message and they get back to me and just set up in case I couldn't get through tonight. It's been like a hit and miss, mm-hmm. But that's not your problem.
Well, let us know if you have technical problems so we can have our technical guy fix those things. Okay?
And that's what she said. Yeah, great.
Okay.
I look forward to it tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Tim.
You're awesome.
Welcome.
Have a great
day. Does anybody else have any questions, folks? One last chance. If you have a question, call 657-383-1755. There's a question on YouTube. I'm going to take that first while those of you want to ask orally. And that's Kismet Akbasi asks, is it true that one can revoke a prior election they made by filing their first 1040 to be treated as a taxpayer? Well, you can do it, but they won't recognize it. Right? You get the difference? You could do it, but they won't recognize it. Folks, let me tell you something. Bottom line is this. we, America has descended into a communist socialist system for the benefit of the community of or society. That's what communism and socialism is. These people in government, they want all the money come to them, and they know better to provide for the poor and disabled and the old and minorities and 63 variety of LGBTQ, you name it, anything, you know, they come up with. So they've been violating the law that they know they're breaking. The management of the people of the federal government know it. People at the top levels of the CIA, U.S. Department of Injustice, FBI, IRS and NSA, they know at the top level they're making the law, but they're going to keep the fraud going. They're not going to admit that for decades the U.S. government has become a criminal organization, terrorist organization, who actually violates the Constitution and regularly and routinely commits open, treacherous treason against the American people and the U.S. Constitution. They're not going to just do that. So they're not going to recognize you as a non-taxpayer. The IRS or their double-crooked judges will not going to do that. So we got battle in front of us. You want to go through these American people, that's what you got to tell your friends, neighbors, co-workers, the company you work for, some of the 1099s you. You got to tell those people about it. Now, Freedom Law School beats its crooks on other technicalities of the law, okay? But you're never going to beat them by saying, I'm just a non-taxpayer. Here it is, Judge. Here is IRS. You'd ignore it and say, I don't know what you're talking about. We're going to talk about this. They would rule against you based upon this, okay? I was on the phone with, for example, with the IRS agent, and we brought up the IRS code, and the IRS agent IRS employee told me that we go by what the Internal Revenue Manual is, the IRM, the Internal Revenue Manual, which is not law, but that's what they go by. So I hope that helps you, Kismet. This situation is much more corrupt and criminal than you realize, okay? Now, House of Nathan asked, could you talk about Title 31, 363.6 next week? I don't know what that is. Why next week? What it is? I don't know what it is. So without having to have researched it, I cannot talk about that. I don't know why it's such an important thing, money and banking. So I wish I could help you more. Okay, now I understand we have a caller. But, you know, if you can give me a little more information on why it's important, I'll be happy to address it, okay? Let's see. We have another question. Paul Benjamin wants me to discuss Form 1041 at some point, and he works for the Foreign Trust, but everybody wants to give you a 1099. I'm not sure what you mean. You work with a foreign trust, okay? And so, that's a very big term. That's the kind of stuff that you got to call, Paul, because how am I going to interpret the word work, okay, and with that? And there's a lot more, so there's no quick, clear, simple, black and white answer I can give you. I try to make my presentations about issues that are simple and straightforward, but all the answers to all situations is not so simple and black and white, okay? Okay. And give me more information by texting on YouTube will not work. I know you have a foreign trust EIN. They all do. Okay, that will not. Give me tidbits. This way it doesn't work. It's got to be talk back and forth, back and forth. I got to ask you relevant information. Ask about this. Ask about that. In fact, probably the best thing to handle your issue is really a private one-on-one paid consultation, just like a doctor's visit. Do you expect the doctor on the phone to just solve your problem? No, you go see it for a personal visit to test you, check this out, check that out, examine you. They can analyze it. And then based upon that analysis, tell you what's going on, what to do. Send me here. Okay? All right. So let's go to the call from area code, 818 area code, who called again. He's available now. What's your first name, my friend, from area code 818?
First name is Paul.
Okay,
you were just
Paul.
Talking to me. Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening, Paul. Do you have our free Freedom Education package?
No, I have not. Like, this is practically the first time I'm hearing about you.
Well, great. That's why you want to go to livefreenow.org, Freedom Mosque's website, and request your free Freedom Education package to be mailed to you and get regular emails about education. You took a red pill, my friend, tonight. Congratulations. So what's on your mind?
Thank you. I had written because I did a certificate of foreign trust with the IRS, and I also filed a W-8-B-E-N form. So saying that I'm foreign to the jurisdiction. So I have been using I work as a nurse, so I've been using that to do my contracting, you know, working with patients. But now is the new year. Everybody's asking me that about a 1099, but the IRS said I have to use a 1041 for the kind of documentation that I have. So I was asking to see if at some point you would talk about a 1041 so I know how to properly use what has been created.
No, I understand. See, when someone calls and explains their problem versus try to text on YouTube commentary, I can give them a better answer because I understand in more detail. Okay. Here's the situation. You are not a foreigner in any sense of the world. Yes, you are foreign to the Washington, D.C., to the District of Criminals. I agree with that. But W-8 form W-8-BEN is not written for someone living in one of the 50 states to use. It's for somebody from Germany or England or Japan. So you're not a foreign trust to begin with to use the 1041 form, which is for foreign trusts. Okay, you don't need to use a form at all. The problem was that somebody in the freedom movement misled you and sold you what I call patriot mythologies. Patriot mythologies are wonderful, freedom-minded people, patriots, who believe in these theories which are baseless. Legally baseless. That's what they call a myth. Just like Trump-Russia conspiracy is a hoax. They just assassinated the U.S. government, this Iranian general named Soleimani, and the press claimed that he directly killed hundreds of Americans. I never heard about that in the news. You would have heard about it. Someone who had killed Americans, hundreds, you would have known about it. Iran is not involved in any kind of war in America at all, whatsoever. It's just a baseless lie. So you just bought what somebody told you. We have to untangle that mess that you created and could straighten it out. So you definitely need a one-on-one private consultation so I can see what you did, Paul, with these guys, with your paperwork, how you handled it, what you told people. And based upon that, I can figure out, okay, now, what is the best way to solve this problem that should not have been in the first place there? How to fix it, okay? It's a political and legal issue because dealing with people that you work with is political. We gotta have you save face, have you look good. Not that, oh, guys, I screwed up. I gotta do this. See, we gotta do it gently with tact. That's why a private woman consultation would be best, Paul. And let me show on our Freedom Lawson's website, okay, what you wanna do. Freedom Lawson's website on the top right, get help now. Okay, you click on that and get up on the top right, and that tells you, gives you exact instructions how you can get a schedule a one-on-one private consultation with me about any IRS, state income tax, AAC, or government harassment situation of any kind. It's all there. Okay, so Use that procedure, my friend. I'll be happy to help you resolve this problem that you're facing right now. Okay, Paul? Any other questions?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now we have the call from area code 831. Call from area code 831. You are live on the Freedom Hour or Freedom Law School. What is your first name?
Yeah, hello. Good afternoon. It's my name's Rod.
Ross, okay. Do you have a free freedom education package, Ross?
Yeah, I have a road freedom package, yeah.
Okay, well, Ross, you'll need to call on this Freedom Hour because as a Royal Freedom Package member, remember, what you get, besides the education material that you get, you send a letter to congressmen that we do help you do send them, ask them about the law, okay, to confirm about the law and educate them and build their defenses. You get also criminal legal defense fund in case they want to come up criminally. Freedom Law School pays for your lawyer's fees and everything. But you also get unlimited private consultation with me or some of the volunteers I may have with me to help answer your particular questions in private. You don't have to call in the Freedom Hour. This is for people that are not our Royal Freedom Package members or simple Freedom Package members like you that get unlimited consultation. Okay, but you get everything done for you properly, completely at no extra charge. And I want you to call and get your question asked privately in as detailed as you need. Because remember, you get unlimited consultation. You don't have to pay me by hour at all. Now, if you have a general question about how things work, like this topic, great. But other than that, you know, you if you had a personal issue, call Freedom Law School and let's get a one-on-one private consultation for you that you need.
Sure, I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that for everyone. My question was actually, I actually called in for the listening to the call mostly. I'm interested in the topics that you cover at times, but I did want to ask you for a re-mentioning of that YouTube station that you'll be on Saturday because it wasn't clear on the audio what the address was. So for the listeners and myself, what would you suggest speaking? On that channel? What is the address of that channel on YouTube?
Sure. You go to youtube.com and type in on the search Anarchast, A-N-A-R-C-H-A-S-T, and you hit search, okay, and it'll come up. The very first thing will come up is the Anarchast channel. Okay, this is what the logo looks like. And you click on that. And this is Jeff Berwick. That's his picture you see, by the way. Some interviews he's done. Okay, so you go there and click on the channel right there that comes up first thing. And when you do that, it comes up. Now, Jeff interviewed me Monday, recorded it this Monday that just passed, and told me 5-6 days later he'll broadcast it. And he just, no notification advance is done to anybody. He just puts it out there. Whoever happens to be listening and paying attention to his YouTube notifications will get it. So what you want to do is subscribe to his channel like I've done on the right side of the screen below his picture. You see, he says subscribe there. Okay, so you, when you subscribe, you click on that, it becomes gray. When it's red, if you just subscribe, so it becomes gray. And now be ready Friday or Saturday, supposedly sometime, I don't know when, he's going to be set a notification. He's going to start it right there and get a quick notification from YouTube that the broadcast is about to start. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. All right, folks. Let's see if you have any more questions. We have a caller, I think, from area code 661, right? Call from area code 661. What is your first name, my friend?
Hello, Payman. Hello, Payman. My name is Philip.
Yes, Philip. Do you have a free freedom education package, Philip?
No, I've just learned about you through a friend of mine, and he said I should listen in and then call.
Very good. I forgot to mention for all of you folks, I believe there's no law that requires the average American to file pay income tax. It's a fraud. It's a lie. It's a deception. Before I get to your question, Philip, let me show everybody else, like you who may be new to Freedom Law School's broadcast, okay, that you can go to Freedom Law School's website. Okay, let me show you. And you click on Freedom Hour at livefreedom.org. You click on the Freedom Hour right there, and that takes you to our Freedom Hour. And here's a link to our YouTube channel right there. You see that. So you click on our YouTube channel right there. Okay, you can open that link in a new tab. And there it takes you to our Freedom Law School channel. And here's the videos that we have, the live one right there. You see live right now? You can click on that and it show a broadcast live tonight's presentation. And the previous Freedom Hours are, you see them right there. And you scroll down. There's plenty more on the topic of interest. If you want to know what the title is cut off, like this one, okay, you can put your mouse on that. And the whole name will come up of the subject of that topic. Put your mouse on that topic, and it will all come up. So you can scroll down, find what are you interested in. No law requires you to pay Social Security tax. It's there. Is the IRS collapsing from the inside like the Communist Soviet Union? It's there. I'll cover that. How to avoid the common mistakes of patriots who do not file 1040 income tax confession form? There it is. You know, best way to stop filing and paying income tax. Here is another one. See, all these different topics are there that you may be interested in. You can go down. Okay. Now you can sort them right now on the right side, sort by most popular, the added oldest, or the added newest. So hope that's helpful for you, my friend, to use our YouTube channel to find the answer you're looking for. All right. So what's your question, Philip?
At this point, I am filing. First of all, I have not filed, probably in over 30 years. I did work at one time, and they were taking everything out of my check, but I stopped that nonsense many, many years ago. I just found out about you. I wish I had known about you a long time ago, but now it's come to the point where I have to get Medicare. I'm up in age now, and they're wanting last year's or 2 years ago the 1040 return so they can determine my Part B responsibility or something. I said, I don't have any of that stuff, and I haven't had it in years. And this is where they're coming up against me, and I can't do anything to help them with that, and I'm sure I'm probably not the first caller that has ever talked to you about that. What do you do about Medicare when you come to this point?
Philip, how old are you?
65.
You have not paid income tax for over 30 years, right?
That's true.
Okay. Do you lack socialism? Do you lack communism?
That's why I'm not paying or participating in it.
That's true, but you lack the benefits of it.
Well, I thought you have to do that when you're 65. They send you all this information and tell you you've got to be part of this, and I don't know how that works now.
You don't have to do it at all. I mean, you don't have to partake and be involved in this communist socialist system in any way. You know, I understand your desire. It's natural for all of us to want to get things, you know, and it's really a personal conscience decision you have to make. As far as me, I don't like to pay into the corrupt communist social system, nor do I want anything from it. Unfortunately, apparently, even if you didn't pay income tax, so if you're not able to save and invest enough for your retirement as you could have should, and apparently you didn't know enough about health and nutrition to be healthier, so you do not need those, and know enough about natural remedies are available. I'll tell you this. If you want to participate in the communist system, I'll give you that option. And if you don't want to do it, I'll give you that option also. If you want to participate in this communist socialist system, it started in the 1930s with President Roosevelt, that traitor communist, you have to file 2 or 3 years of the 1040 income tax confession form to determine your income you admit you have taxable income, and based on the taxable income you claim, now they're going to determine all these formulas they got, which I don't know how much you're eligible for this, that, the other. If you want to do that, fill out that form under penalty of perjury. I swear it's all true, correct, and complete. That is your option that they told you. You can do that if you wish. Otherwise, unless you play that communist socialist game of slavery, they want you to be a slave, they will not give you the benefits of slavery, of Medicare. Okay? That they just won't do that. So, you know, you want the freedom has its cost and benefits. Slavery has its cost and benefits. You have to choose. Now, that's your option one. I'll solve that problem for you. If you like to go that traditional way that you thought and believed was the only way available. The other way available is to learn about true cause of disease. It's not because of lack of technology and drugs and surgery, innovative surgery ways. It's because the mankind is not living, is primarily eating the way we're supposed to. Have you ever heard of animals in the wild getting cancer, heart attacks, strokes, all the diseases? Animals in the wild, lions, tigers, wolves? No. How come? How come humans are the only ones that get these diseases? And the animals, the pets that we have, like our dogs and cats that eat like us our food, they also get sick. So the way I'll give you all the solution, my friend, you want to consider is go to this website, okay? That's, I'm going to show you on my screen, westonaprice.org. It's a bonus for all of you folks. Weston A. Price was a doctor, dentist, who discovered by accident how the keys to healthy living. That's the website started in 1999, dedicated to his research in 1930s. He wrote a book of his 10-year study of 14 different tribes around the world. Okay, this is the biggest health website in the world. You know why? Because the stuff they say works. It's not the nonsense vegan thing that's out there, all, or low-fat lies, or, oh, cholesterol is a big thing, and butter is bad for you, but nonsense. It's actually real information that works. That's why it's number one health website in the whole world. Now, on the screen, if you go down, and you see on the right-hand side, on the green areas, it says website tour and read our brochure. You can read the brochure that summarizes, click on read our brochure, the entire about 500-page big book of Dr. Weston Price, what he wrote, is summarized for you, timeless. In the book, it's Timeless Principles of Healthy Traditional Diets. That's your number one source right there, okay? Contents is right below that. Click on these things, read about those things, you'd be blown away. For a decade, not only we lied about income tax, not only we lied about our money system, but also our health system. Okay? And let me tell you something else to all of you in this call. Most of you watching me and listening are men. You're into freedom. You're into guns and freedom and keep my money. Thank you for providing for me and my family. We're not into health and nutrition as much as we should be. The women aren't health and nutritional beauty. So sad. But they're both, you need to be into both. Freedom and health. If you don't have both, you got neither, really. Okay, so you can go to alternative health therapies out there. Chiropractor, acupuncture, Rolfing, muscle activation technique. You know, a lot of stuff is out there that are real, but of course the establishment drug companies and hospitals don't want that competition. They want to push them out of the system. So when you go online, look for those things, that's your other alternative. You got, Philip, to be healthy, not rely on the communist system, if that's what you like. Any other questions, Philip?
Yeah, I understand that, what you said. That makes a lot of sense. I'm doing a lot of that myself already. What the question I'm asking is something that should happen like catastrophic if I was to get hit by a car or fall off a roof or something where I have to be hospitalized. If I don't have any of the How do you pay for that stuff?
Great question. I'm glad you asked. I have wife and children, multiple children, and I've never gotten them and me as a family ever health insurance. Never. I put the money that would have paid for so-called health insurance, which really guaranteed drugging with poisons. All drugs are poisons. They're just legalized poison. Instead of being guaranteed to be cut up in surgery and throw away by body parts and radiated, that's what guaranteed is. It's not guaranteed health. It's guaranteed destruction. I saved that money and put it in good food. I had a guest in my house tonight. He was very pleased that we eat only grass-fed beef. And by the grass is local organic, not just grass that's fed chemicals. I get wild seafood, nutrient-rich foods, and by not paying for this garbage, dangerous, fake, fraudulent health insurance that allows you to have more funds to put into real health, okay? That's so. Now, as far as the catastrophic thing, I thought about that too. And I tell you what, I realized that the number one, I'm not going to be falling off a cliff or balcony. I'm not going to do that, okay? I'm not going to even do stuff like that. Don't have time for it, even if I wanted to, okay? But car accidents do happen. That's a real possibility. So what I did, my car insurance, most car insurance pay only for this much by state law. Let's say $10,000 for medical per person, maybe $20,000 for all the people in the car in combination. I jacked that up to like, I think like $30,000 or $40,000 per person and like $100,000 for all the occupants in the car, you know, type of thing. So just, and it's not that cost that much more to your car insurance to cover you in case of a car accident, like you said, to happen, right? So if you don't know parachuting and mountain climbing and skiing and stuff like that, and just live a normal life, you get a car, you're done. You take care of it. You don't need to participate in the communist social system. Does that help give you alternatives for you?
Well, that would cover things. If it should occur in the automobile, that makes sense. I think that's a good insight. I will look into that. But let's say that I get shot by some crazy ass terrorist or something, and they immediately transport me by an ambulance and take me off to some hospital. There, everything's escalating up to $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 while they work on me. How the hell do I pay for that? That's what I'm asking.
Oh, well, how are you going to pay for it? Well, let me ask you. So when you get shot at, you take in the emergency room, then they're going to ask you, hey, Mr. Philip, we need your insurance information before we can take care of you.
Well, chances are I won't be conscious.
Of course not. Hold on. No, they're going to take care of you at the emergency room. They always do that. They worry about the insurance later on. That's just the way it goes. Okay, so don't worry about that. It's not a problem. Like I said, if you want to go do that at Parchment of Social System, you're welcome to. And listen, I appreciate and understand right now I made you put you in the spot a little bit because you're a conscientious man and your principles and your practicality self-preservation a little bit of conflict right now. I realize that. I realize you want some security, safety, but that goes against your principles of the social system. On that issue, you have to resolve it on your own over the days to come. I'm giving you options. Do you have any other questions about any different area, my friend, I can assist you with?
Well, that's what's weighing on my mind. I have other issues, but I don't have any of the problems that some of the other callers have. And since they've been sending all this stuff through the mail, you know how they do that, then I know I have to do something. And so that's why I thought I'd give you a call, because I don't want the Social Security, but the Medicare, mm-hmm. that's tied in with that Obamacare and everything else. And they you've got to do something when you get to be up around my age. I'm sure you'll be there too yourself when we get to our 70s and 80s. And let's face it, we're not as healthy as we used to be, and things break. So that's why I'm asking.
Well, you,
that's why I'm
listen,
asking.
Listen, you can make your choice. I got to go tell other people the questions. I made my choice which way I'm going to go. I told you my option was all natural health, nutrition, health, rest, stuff like that. But, you know, you can go your way, and I will not think bad of you, my friend, okay? You don't have to worry about me judging you as a bad person. No, you got that choice
well,
yourself.
I do appreciate that, but when you get up to be maybe 20 years older than what you are now, you might reconsider what are you going to do if something catastrophic happens and it's not in your automobile. And perhaps you're going down the street
right
and someone hits you.
Listen, I don't think so. Now, let me tell you something. If I do, come and shoot me. Because I'm a man of principle.
I get in this fight for
discomfort. Oh, I like to be comfortable. I got this fight for freedom. And principles do matter to me. I'm 57. You're in your 60s, right, Philip? How old are you, 61?
No, 65. And like I say, you could, in another 25, 30 years, be in my position, too.
You know what? Maybe, maybe not. But I'll deal with it as it comes. Okay? I'm going to file 1040 confession forms. But if you like, you can do that. I got to go to the next caller with a question, though. Thank you for your question, Philip. I appreciate that. Let's go to the call we have from area code 510. Call area code 510. Please give us your first name. Tell us if you have Freedom Also Free, Freedom Education Package, and then your question, please.
Yes, I did get the Freedom Package. I did consult with you for an hour. And
what's your first name?
And you, my name is Jose.
Okay. Yes, Jose.
Okay. So you advised me to to just sell my property, and I did that. I listed it, and now I have a buyer. Mm-hmm. But the house is also in foreclosure. It was on foreclosure on November 7th. My buyer was in October, and so in order, but there was an IRS lien on the property,
mm-hmm.
and. And I don't want to
against
fill
the
up
seller, that. Against the seller, or against you?
Against me.
Okay.
The property. I am the seller.
Okay. Okay. Oh, you're trying to sell your property to lean against you.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
So everything was got the payoff notice and everything, and so we're waiting for the IRS to get the payoff amount. And I said, you know,
right.
I'll pay whatever I'm supposed to be
mm-hmm.
owed, you know, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to fill out their confession form.
Mm-hmm.
And so and so that was in like I said, in November, but it was mm-hmm. the foreclosure was coming up in November 7th. And so I had to file bankruptcy.
Okay.
So. Filing bankruptcy now puts it on hold, and so that's where I am now. And the IRS sent me in the bankruptcy through bankruptcy court, told me that I had to file the confession forms for about 8 or 7 years because I haven't filed. Actually, I haven't filed any confession forms since 2001.
Hold on, this is a complex case, my friend. When did you and I talk last? When you had your 1 hour with me? How long ago was it?
I think it was around August.
Okay. See, since August of 2019, it's been over 4 months. You're in bankruptcy. Bankruptcy, very complex set of laws by itself. You got this complex thing and a complex, like someone got a cancer. Oh, by the way, since I have cancer, now I got a heart problem, so I got a heart attack also. On top of that, can you fix me on the phone? No. I wish I could. Okay. And all the stuff that relates, I guess, your bankruptcy papers about taxes, I can review all that, update what's going on with you to take it from there. I cannot give you quick, correct answers on just a free round like this. I wish I could, but I don't want to mislead you and give you wrong information.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, my
thank
friend.
You.
You're welcome. Sorry, I wish I could do more for you, but everything's not can I be done on just a firma like this. Okay. Let's see if anybody has any further questions on YouTube. If you have a question on live audience, call 657-383-1755. Just put the number up on the screen, guys, for the callers. And then you press 1 to ask your question. Let's see. Okay, I think we have no more questions on YouTube either. Let's see. But, yeah, some people responded about that on the current law in the emergency room, they got to help you treat you anyhow, which is true. Philip, yeah, about something happens there. He gets shot at. Hospitals always will take care of you, and they bill it later on. They bill it to, if you don't pay them, they're going to bill the government anyhow. And they're going to get paid somehow by the county, state, federal. Some emergency is going to get covered. That's true. By this common system that they all work together. So county, state, federal, they all connect about emergency group stuff that are serious, especially. Okay. And somebody said vaccines are the worst. Yes, Dana, I totally agree with you. Okay. But Dana, vaccines are the worst, Dana Newton. But Security Party creditor, Dana, don't do that. That's baseless legal theories, which I call patriot mythology. You see, there's some real correct stuff out there, like vaccines are bad for you. Absolutely, I'm with you. That's true. Okay, income tax is a fraud. Federal Reserve System is a fraud. Okay, New World Order is a real thing that tried the world government. But every conspiracy here out there is not a real conspiracy, just because it's a theory. And then on the legal part, there's a lot of misinformation out there. Secured party creditor is one of those, Dana. So I see that on there, so I just want to warn you guys about that, okay? Somebody, White Bannister, look up EMTALA law. Never heard of such a thing. Okay. Now, somebody else, Logan, says, how do you get my land off the tax board, placing mechanical lien? Property tax, you have to pay. By state laws, you do. In fact, property tax, the foundation tax America was based upon. Think about Thomas Jefferson days. Think about the Western movies you saw in the 1800s. A bunch of people went, immigrated to Midwest, formed a town, farming, and then you got a sheriff. They were building to catch the bad guys. You see John Wayne and Clint Eastwood rolling through the towns, right? How did he pay for that sheriff and his deputy? A part-time judge, a part-time lawyer, maybe. By property tax. The land, the big landowner had 10,000 acres and I know 500 head of cows, he paid a lot more tax than they had only 100 acres and maybe 5 pigs, okay, and 2 chickens. So property tax is legal. Now, I know the rates have gone up much more than it used to be back then, but as far as legally, property tax is legal. You cannot get out of it. So people tell you to get out of it, they're misleading you, okay? Let's see, EMTALA law. I'm going to check it out, White Manda. What is this EMTALA law? It's got my curiosity. I'll look it up online. Let's go look on my screen, see what it is. Now, Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act. Oh, got it. Thank you. That's what we're talking about helping anybody that in a car accident or emergency goes to emergency rooms, they have to be covered. Okay. Oh, it's a federal law that requires anyone coming to an emergency department to be stabilized and treated, regardless of the insurance status or ability to pay. But, okay. But since it's enactment 86, has remained an unfunded mandate. Okay. Interesting. Well, states somehow or another covered anyhow. Very good. Thank you for that. I appreciate that, folks. I learn from our students all the time. I learn from you. Like I said, this information, Vlad Diaz gave it to me, and Dave Champion also gave it a super core case about this stuff. So please feel free to share this information because I give it to other people. Okay, yes. Medical law that guarantees you must be cared for in any emergency room, but it's unfunded. But anybody can look it up, you know, now for themselves. Okay, anybody else have any more questions? I think did we call air code 831? I don't think we answered them, did we? Air code 831 call. You still there? No longer 831 call, 1-800 good caller. Okay, folks. I think that's it. No more questions. So, folks, we're going to get busy this tax season. Okay, very busy. This is so from now until April, I'm going to get busier and busier, but doesn't matter. Tell your friends, folks, about this YouTube channel, Freedom Law School. Okay, this is the time to get out this information. Okay, this is the time to reach out and wake them up as to what's going on, folks. They're more interested in this stuff. Okay, in fact, let me show you what I recommend you all consider doing is go to Freedom Law School's website. Okay, on the education materials, go down to Income Tax Reward. Okay, Income Tax Reward, click on that. And there you find Freedom Law School's 300,000 income tax reward. They're just going to watch this 2-minute video, give an overview, okay? And here it is, 100,000 for three propositions. And Freedom Law School has had this reward offer for over 20 years, and no IRS employees, government lawyer, judge, or deep state character has ever attempted to claim this reward ever. They can't. Okay, so what you want to do, approach your friend and say, hey, I need the money, please help me, I'll split it with you half and half, please. And you follow up with your friends, follow up a week later, hey, did you find the law? Come on, I need the money. You okay? And let me tell you, go to the smartest people you know, scientists, engineers, lawyers, business owners. You know, a guy makes high-paid wage people, nice house, nice cars, people with egos and think they're smart. And let's get rich together. But do me a favor. Please, please, please don't cut me short. Don't bypass me by going around me and make the claim reward without me, okay? I need the money. I found the reward. You are going to be the one that find the law, okay? So we're going to split 50-50. Fair enough? You're going to do that? You're not going to take it by yourself, right? Shake on it. Now you have a deal. Follow up. Next week, week after. Give them our website. Give them this page at a 300,000 income tax reward. If you want, we have a beautiful flyer. We'll be coming up next week. We'll mail you to pass out to your co-workers. Friends, yes, a beautiful 300,000 income tax reward flyer, okay? That's going to pass out to people. So you can request, we'll send to you by the dozens and hundreds to pass out if you want, okay? So this, and now, look at this. Look at my screen. If you go scroll down that page, you can show people income tax filing match, Freedom Law School versus Deep State Law Professor Jonathan Siegel. Here, that's me, folks. On one side, my picture you see, right? And the George Washington University Law School Professor Jonathan R. Siegel. And Professor Siegel, this is a top-rated law school in the country in Washington, D.C., in the heart of the beast. And he was, okay, 4 years a member of the appellate staff of Civil Division of the U.S. Department of Injustice. He briefed and argued appellate cases on behalf of the president and numerous other government officials and agencies before the Federal Courts of Appeal, one level below the U.S. Supreme Court. Okay? Now, as a law professor, right? So you can find that if you click on this this tab, it takes you there to how in April 2018 I start emailing him. Okay? And I start emailing him, get him to make claim reward. And guess what, folks? If you get an accountant, bookkeeper, enrolled agent, CPA, lawyer, judge, or IRS employee to make the claim of reward, I'll double the reward. Got it? So if you know a lawyer, judge, IRS employee, accounting business of any kind, you tell them, look, this reward, I have to split in half with other people. But with you, I don't have to split in half. He doubled it to $600,000. You do $300,000, I get my $300,000. I need the money, so do you. Let's do it. And again, as usual, what do you do? follow up 3 days later, a week later, 10 days later, whatever is appropriate. Use your judgment call to do that, okay? So let's do that. Have some fun, folks. And that's it, folks. We're done for tonight. I want to thank you for listening to me. I wish you a good evening, and we'll have another Freedom Rock coming next Thursday night live, 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. Good night, everyone.
So now we can talk because you can't hear me, right? So now we just end the episode.
That was fun.